Good morning, everyone. We're all aware of the feasts of God that we observe every year. These are commanded assemblies and part of God's law. The Bible speaks of other feasts as well, some of which I have spoken about in previous sermonettes. There's the Feast of Dedication in the winter, mentioned in John 10:22 as something Jesus attended, and more commonly known today as Hanukkah or the Feast of Lights. There's the Feast of Purim. It's described in the book of Esther, and it was commanded by Mordecai and Esther in chapter 9 as something to be kept by the Jews annually. There are also several fast days, and many of these are summarized in the book of Zechariah. And this is what I'm going to look at today. If you turn with me to Zechariah 8, verse 19, we see four of these fast days mentioned. Zechariah 8:19 says, "Thus says the Eternal of Hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be joy and gladness and cheerful feasts for the house of Judah. Therefore, love, truth, and peace." Well, when are these fasts? What were they for? Zechariah wrote many years after the return from Babylonian exile. These four fasts were all kept during the captivity as a memorial of some of the events surrounding the destruction of Jerusalem. In chronological sequence, this began with the fast of the 10th month. If you turn with me to Jeremiah 52, and we'll begin in verse 4. We'll see the first of these fasts in the 10th month. Jeremiah 52, verse 4 says, "Now it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, on the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and encamped against it. And they built a siege wall against it all around." There's a parallel account in 2 Kings 25. We'll return to Jeremiah shortly, so you might want to hold your place here. But while this was all taking place, Ezekiel was a captive in Babylon. And if you'll flip over to Ezekiel 24, beginning in verse 1, it says, "Again, in the 9th year, in the 10th month, on the 10th day of the month," that's the same time we just read about, "the word of the Eternal came to me, saying, Son of man, write down the name of the day, this very day. The king of Babylon started his siege against Jerusalem this very day." So this was a very important, if not distressing, day for the Jews, and some observe it even today with fasting. And so in the book of Zechariah, when it speaks of the fast of the 10th month, this is what's being referred to, the 10th day of the 10th month, commemorating Nebuchadnezzar's initial attack on the city of Jerusalem. If you go back to Jeremiah 52 again, we'll continue in verse 5. So following the initial attack, it says the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. By the fourth month, on the 9th day of the month, the famine had become so severe in the city that there was no food for the people of the land. Then the city wall was broken through, and all the men of war fled and went out of the city at night by way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden, even though the Chaldeans were near the city all around, and they went by way of the plain. I think we'll keep reading here. Verse 8, "But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king, and they overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. All his army was scattered from him, so they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah in the land of Hamath, and he pronounced judgment on him. Then the king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and he killed all the princes of Judah in Riblah. He also put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in bronze fetters, took him to Babylon, and put him in prison till the day of his death. The fast of the fourth month is said to commemorate this capture of Jerusalem. For some reason, it is observed on the 17th instead of the 9th. Perhaps this is when Zedekiah was finally captured. Some also claim it is the anniversary of when Moses broke the two tablets of stone after being on Mount Sinai for 40 days, because this day also happens to be 40 days after Pentecost, approximately, since Pentecost isn't, at least by us, observed on a fixed day. Now, how about the fast of the fifth month? Jeremiah 52, verse 12. Now, in the fifth month, on the 10th day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard who served the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned the house of the Eternal and the king's house, all the houses of Jerusalem, that is, all the houses of the great men, he burned with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans who were with the captain of the guard broke down all the walls of Jerusalem all around. The parallel account in 2 Kings 25:8 says this began on the seventh day. The Jews observe the fast on the ninth day. The ninth of Ab in 70 AD is also considered the day on which the second temple was destroyed. And other events as well are said to have occurred on this date that were very important in Jewish history. So the fast of the fifth month, which is probably next to the Day of Atonement, the most important fast for Jews, was also mentioned in Zechariah. Now about the fast of the seventh month. Some may think that this is referring to the Day of Atonement, which we know occurs on the 10th day of the seventh month. Not so. The Jews keep a fast on the third day of the seventh month to commemorate the death of Gedaliah. If you turn back to Jeremiah 41, we'll read a little bit about that. Jeremiah 41. Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the royal family and of the officers of the king, came with 10 men to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, at Mizpah. And there they ate bread together in Mizpah. Then Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men who were with him, arose and struck Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword, and killed him whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also struck down all the Jews who were with him, that is, of Gedaliah and Mizpah, and the Chaldeans who were found there, the men of war. So as a result of this, the Jews keep a fast to commemorate this. I'm not sure that it's quite so much because they were particularly mourning the death of Gedaliah, but because they also killed these Chaldeans, and because they got Nebuchadnezzar mad at them again, he came in and he took even more people captive and sort of made it even more difficult to end this captivity in a timely fashion like they had wanted to. So they keep the third day of that month as another fast to commemorate this event. Now, with these fasts defined, let's turn back to Zechariah. And we'll go back to chapter 7 of Zechariah and begin reading there. Zechariah 7. Now, in the fourth year of King Darius, it came to pass that the word of the Eternal came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, which is Kislev, when the people sent Sherezer with Regem-Melech and his men to the house of God to pray before the Eternal, and to ask the priests who were in the house of the Eternal of Hosts and the prophets, saying, should I weep in the fifth month and fast as I have done for so many years? So here's a reference to the fact that they had been keeping this day, mourning the destruction of the temple for their entire 70 years or more that they had been in captivity. Verse 4. Then the word of the Eternal of Hosts came to me, saying, say to all the people of the land and to the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months during those 70 years, did you really fast for me? For me? When you eat and when you drink, do you not eat and drink for yourselves? Should you not have obeyed the words which the Eternal proclaimed through the former prophets when Jerusalem and the cities around it were inhabited and prosperous in the south and the lowland were inhabited. So here we see even a reference to the fast in the seventh month, as God is discussing with them the nature of the fast that they were keeping. So far, he has not really answered the question, because they wanted to know, should we continue fasting? Since now we're back in the land, we are in the process of building the temple, should we just forget about this, or should we continue fasting as we did before? Well, let's keep reading here in verse 8. Then the word of the Eternal came to Zechariah, saying, Thus says the Eternal of hosts, Execute true justice. Show mercy and compassion, everyone, to his brother. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother. But they refused to heed, shrugged their shoulders, and stopped their ears so that they could not hear. Yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law and the words which the Eternal of hosts had sent by his Spirit to the former prophets. Thus great wrath came upon the Eternal of hosts. Therefore it happened that just as he proclaimed, and they would not hear, so they called out, and I would not listen, says the Eternal of hosts. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations which they had not known. Thus the land became desolate after them, so that no one passed through or returned, for they made the pleasant land desolate. Again the word of the Eternal of hosts came, saying, Thus says the Eternal of hosts, I am zealous for Zion with great zeal. With great fervor I am zealous for her. Thus says the Eternal, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Eternal of hosts, the holy mountain. So you see that God is now referring to times that are even yet future for us. Verse 4, Thus says the Eternal of hosts, Old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with his staff in his hand because of great age. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says the Eternal of hosts, If it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, will it also be marvelous in my eyes, says the Eternal of hosts? Thus says the Eternal of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west. I will bring them back, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God, in truth and righteousness. Thus says the Eternal of hosts, Let your hands be strong, you who have been hearing in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, who were in the day that the foundation was laid for the house of the Eternal of hosts, that the temple might be built. The temple apparently was not yet completed, because it says in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, I forget which one, that Haggai and Zechariah had written in order to encourage the people to finish the temple. Verse 10, For before these days there were no wages for man, nor any hire for beast. There was no peace from the enemy for whoever went out or came in. For I set all men, everyone, against his neighbor. But now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days, says the Eternal of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. I will also cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass that just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Do not fear, let your hands be strong. For thus says the Eternal of hosts, Just as I determined to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says the Eternal of hosts, and I would not relent, so again in these days I am determined to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Do not fear. These are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace. Let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor, and do not love a false oath. For all these things are things that I hate, says the Eternal. Then the word of the Eternal of hosts came to me, saying, Thus says the Eternal of hosts, The fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be joy and gladness and cheerful feasts for the house of Judah. Therefore love, truth, and peace. Thus says the Eternal of hosts, Peoples shall yet come, inhabitants of many cities. The inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, Let us continue to go and pray before the Eternal and seek the Eternal of hosts. I myself will go also. Yes, many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Eternal of Hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Eternal. Thus says the Eternal of Hosts, in those days 10 men from every language of the nations shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. The Jews of that day had hoped that their troubles were over. God had to tell them that the time of peace was still ahead, and it is still ahead even today. We still find ourselves in need of fasting, whether on specific days to commemorate key events of the past or as needed in our own lives. But the lessons God has for us here are timeless and should be an element of our fasts. Go back once again to Zechariah 7, verse 9. Thus says the Eternal of Hosts, execute true justice, show mercy and compassion everyone to his brother. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother. And in chapter 8, verse 16, these are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace. Let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor, and do not love a false oath. For all these are things that I hate, says the Eternal.